B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Another change with Instagram, new celebrity baby to tell you about, and the good news and bad news at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Man, after watching these videos of former Celtic Delonte West, he'll only last a few months if he doesn't get help.
Leroy has your sports.
And thoughts and prayers for Patriot Nation, because Lord knows we are going through it.
But first, a man killed a coyote with his bare hands yesterday after it grabbed his two-year-old son by the jacket, pulling him to the ground. Now, the attack was one of three coyote-related incidents reported in Exeter, New Hampshire yesterday. Ian O'Reilly was with his wife and three children on a hike when the attack happened.
I bet you he does Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Probably grabbed it, put it in a rear naked choke.
No, he suffocated him.
Yeah, exactly.
He grabbed him and he stuck his snout into the snow.
Yeah.
And he suffocated him. Yeah,
nice.
I heard him tell the story. It was crazy.
Geez. Oh, good, good, good.
Rear naked choke.
Yeah, you sink the hooks in. Good night, coyote.
Well, you're about to see a change on Instagram, so they decided to get rid of the IGTV button in the upper corner of the app. Apparently, not too many people were using it, but doesn't mean IGTV is going away, though. Just the button, so... I don't know.
The what button? I don't even know what you're talking about.
IGTV. It's like IGTV. If you have longer videos, because now you can only post a minute.
Yeah.
If you want to post something that's longer than a minute.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I never knew how to do that. I'd have to put my videos to like a minute or less because I was like, I don't know how to freaking get these damn extended videos up there.
Congratulations to Christina Milian. She and her boyfriend, Matt Pecora, have a new baby boy. This is their first child together. Christina already has a 9-year-old daughter named Violet with the dream. And good news and bad news at the box office. It was a big weekend for Bad Boys for Life, which exceeded projections, made $73 million over the 4-day weekend. The bad news, though, was for Doolittle, which made only $29.5 million because it cost $175 million to make.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because Robert Downey Jr. wasn't wearing a metal suit. That's why.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, if you're a Power fan dying to know who shot Ghost, listen up. Well, not if you don't want to hear a spoiler, but in a Twitter post, 50 Cent says the people at Starz, of course, the network that airs Power, have been having issues with him again, so he threatened to leak the final episode. Minutes later, 50 Cent posted a clip revealing who killed Ghost on his timeline. It said, spoiler alert, in the clip, you see Tasha St. Patrick crying, pointing a gun at Ghost, saying, I can't let you destroy my son, before shooting him. But not so fast. That's why I didn't mind saying it, because another clip leaked showing Ghost's son, Tariq, who I think that's a lot of people are kind of thinking it's him, shooting him and then Tasha running in at the last minute trying to stop him but doesn't make it. So then the other clip is saying Tariq did it. But we found out that the creator of the show, Courtney Kemp, came out and said that they were forced to shoot multiple endings of the show because they've had endings leaked before in previous seasons.
Yeah.
So we don't know which one of these, if either of them, are the actual ending.
Who's left as far as suspects?
So there's Sax. He's the former investigator, the cop. He's a former cop. He's one of the suspects. Lorenz Tate's character.
Okay.
He's like a congressman or whatever. I still think Ramona, his current girlfriend, could have done it.
Ramona.
But then there's Tariq and then there's Tasha. So we'll find out for sure when the finale of the show airs.
Leroy. It can't be Tariq because his character has people hating him in real life.
Oh, yeah, we all
in
hate him.
In real life, people hate him because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Rihanna, once again, a single woman. Her billionaire boyfriend of 3 years, Hasan Jameel, has called it quits with her. It happened over the weekend. A source says her fame was just too much for him to handle and that they'll still remain friends.
Here we go.
You know, a lot of people are really In fact, Rihanna may have already moved on as she was spotted getting cozy with her rumored ex fling, A$AP Rocky, over the weekend.
What?
So we'll see what happens with her.
Oh, come on. Yep.
And former NBA star Delonte West has had his share of issues the past several years, but at this point, he really needs help. And this story is really sad. He's been trending all overnight after videos surfaced showing him getting the crap kicked out of him on the street in D.C. And in another video, he's seen being questioned by police after the fact, and Delonte says that the suspect came at him with a gun, among other things.
They approached me with a gun.
Where's his gun at?
I don't give a f- young champ. I'm the leader of the motherfucking champ. I'm motherfucking President Trump. I'm real president.
Oh, he sounds fine. You know, the worst part is, like, the people videoing it. Is it just somebody videoing it from their cars, like Doja Cat's playing in the background? So you just hear, like, hit it from the back, and he's getting stomped in the middle of the street.
I thought he was dead. Like, he's legit getting his head kicked in, and then he's getting the crap kicked out of him.
Pebbles, would you like to give your idea now whenever somebody gets exploited
like
that?
Well, you know what? It just bothers me because so many people keep, like, commenting and, like, sharing the video, and I'm like, obviously the man's going through some really hard times. And I feel like you should, if you're going to share the video, you should have to donate some money to help somebody out. Or do something to help somebody
That's
out instead
idea.
Of just sharing it. And I know people will take advantage.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will say, punch me in the face. I wonder if let's make some money.
I haven't thought it through that much.
Yeah.
But it just, I hate seeing it going around. It's like,
well, a lot of people have been offering, like Dez Bryant, NFL star, he's been saying he wants to offer his help. And a lot of people are saying that they really want to try and get Delonte West some help. So we'll see if anything comes from that. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Wow. Well, do you ever wonder what your peers think about you? Would you even want to know?
Oh, yeah, I know they love me. Yeah. Well, it depends on the day with Melissa. Actually, it depends on the day with Pebble. Actually, it depends on the day with everyone. Right, now, we're just starting off. It's Tuesday. The week's starting off. Right now, you guys love me.
You're okay so far.
Yeah. Right? Well, Bruin Brad Marchand just found out. He was voted by his fellow NHL players as the dirtiest player in the game. So congratulations to him, I guess. Big game at the Garden last night and a big dub for the Celtics as they crack LeBron and the Lakers 139-107. Tom Brady was asked over the weekend about the chances of him playing for a different team. And his response was, I'm open-minded, Patriot Nation. The tears just started. And the Super Bowl is all set. It will be the Chiefs and the 49ers in Miami. Pebbles, a Jimmy G themed Super Bowl party. You got 2 weeks to get it together. What are you thinking?
No.
She's thinking she's going to be watching the Hallmark
cute,
channel.
But I know exactly. I'll be home watching Hallmark.
Wow. Well, listen, it's going down. Of course, we know it won't be the Pats, but I think it'll still be an entertaining game. Melissa, real quick, do you want to give your pick now or wait until
before
the game?
Seeing as how my lock of the week didn't go so well this past weekend, I mean, I got 50%, right? But...
Do you want to wait a little bit, or do you just want to give it to us now?
I think my mind needs to really, like, you know, weigh you know.
That means she has to listen to Felger and Maz later. And see what they
say. Oh, that's messed up.
No, more like Beetle and Zone.
There you go. Bruins and the Vegas Golden Knights tonight at 7, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Two of my favorite things, reading and the seniors. So, some problems in the elderly community, isolation, vision problems, dementia. Well, a program in the UK is trying to help fight all three with the Reading Friends Project. So, the program teams young adult volunteers with a senior to read to them. So, for example, Lorna Burnett has 15-year-old Elsa as a reading friend, and Lorna's a former librarian who would read 2 to 3 books a week, but developed lupus and wasn't able to read and watch TV for much time without her eyes hurting. So in their time together, aww, Lorna and Elsa have only been able to read 2 books because they've connected so much, they end up spending a lot of time just talking.
That's
love it. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has been training aviation professionals since 1932. Start your new career today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.